Blog Talk Radio.
Frank, you there? Well, I think he has to reboot his or refresh his internet connection right now, because I can't hear him and I just logged back on myself. So I'm sort of curious who is on, me or him. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do a quick shut off of my mic and see if I could go back in, okay? All right. Have a good evening, everybody. I'm going to be on, but looks like I can't hear the host. So I'll be right back, okay? All right. Thanks. Okay. After I did that, changed the phone and everything, he's not on. All right, give me a little bit of time, and I'll just, not too much time. I'm just going to try and get a host on the line. All right, here it goes.
Hello. Inner Sight Live from New York. Tonight we're going to list the top 10 points that Inner Sight believe that must be changed if disabled people are ever to get freedom and the equality that we deserve. Now, we've been doing this show for a number of years, and the television show, and have guests on, all kinds of things have happened, and you've heard people on here talk about the system and how it's discriminated against them and everything, and just nothing is really done to change the way the law is and to make it more powerful, stronger.
True.
So, if you listen to some of these news people, every so often, they'll come up with a list, like, the top 10 colleges, or the top 10 foods, or whatever, top 10 cities to live in, and all that stuff. Well, we've got the list.
Yeah, we sure do.
Tonight on the top 10 situations that need to change before we can have any equality. And I think you can switch these numbers around any way you want. But
that's true.
I think the most horrible that we have to face is dealing with these nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go through life. And I was thinking the other day, a person goes to work, and let's say they get a pension, they go into a nursing home, and the institution takes their money.
Yeah.
Now who would want to dedicate themselves to a job under those circumstances.
Yeah.
Knowing that you wind up in a nursing home, you're going to lose your money and your benefits, your home and everything else.
That's true.
So that's number one.
Yeah.
Turn nursing homes into accessible housing. That's the first thing that the politicians, when they get themselves together, that is, should do in this country. Not only for us, but for everybody else.
That's true.
Who's suffering because of these nursing homes. You know, people have to work in there and service too many people, and that in of itself causes all kinds of stress and mishaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not just for us
that
this should be done.
Yeah.
It's for everyone. It's for the taxpayers.
That's very important.
It's for the image of the disabled that would greatly be improved. So that's number one. That's number one. Turn nursing homes into accessible housing. And we could talk about that for months and months and months, as we do on, you know, Wednesday night. Now, the second one in my mind, and as I said, these can be listed in any form. Some people may think one should go last and the last should go first, but that's a matter of opinion. The second one in my mind is these guide dog schools.
That's for sure.
And especially after
what happened,
the death of Milton and how that came about. These schools must be regulated and licensed. They must be protected. And the government has an obligation to protect us in dealing with these schools, because the government allows them to raise tremendous amounts of money and they don't have to pay taxes on it.
That's crazy.
They have a tax exemption.
Wow.
So that money that's being given to these schools should be protected and it should be used in the proper way, that the person who needs the guide dog, the service dog, needs the money to be used. See, that's another thing that the people fail to understand.
Yeah.
Now, in the case,
you can't do anything. You know?
What?
Without it, you have trouble doing things. If you're, you know, visually impaired or blind, totally blind, you need a service dog that's going to bring you around and keep you safe. That's the most important thing.
Well, yeah, in the case of Michelle, the money, and there's no regulation on this money. You know?
Yeah, no.
The money was not used in the right way. When they told her that this is the way we do it, you know, you have to bring the dog back to the school for the additional training. That money that was provided for that training was not used in the proper way, because she didn't have the choice of saying, no, I don't agree with you.
No.
I demand a hearing.
Okay. Yeah.
So the money was not used in the right way, and look what happened.
That's right.
You know, she lost her daughter. Turn down that television, please.
Oh, hold on. I know. Hold on. I'm going to mute. I'll be back.
And these schools should be licensed, regulated, and they should be monitored, you know, and preferably by disabled people. So that's the second point that we put up on the top 10 changes for inner sight. I mean, there are thousands of people who apply for service dogs and never get one. What's that all about? Where's the fairness on that? Where's the other side of the story? Anyway, when we come back, we'll tell you some more, the other eight that we believe must be changed. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue.
I'm back.
609-388-7004, Big East, Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady out there in New Jersey. So adopt an Akita. And we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And Mr. Kennedy now is helping one of our people who was on the show a while back and who listens to Inner Sight.
Okay.
So we thank him for that.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their support of Inner Sight. 631-880-7929 on the Silo. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. Our friend Gary.
Yeah.
You can dial him up. 631-484-3085. And I want to thank our friends at the Shelby's Kitchen, Michelle and Tom, for now being a part of Inner Sight. We greatly appreciate that. When you go over there, notice the pictures or paintings or about Milton, and call the district attorney in Suffolk County and demand more investigation, for one thing, and an upgrade to a felony on the death of Milton. 631-853-4104 on the district attorney Spencer Mendez. And Shelby's Kitchen, let's see, I got the phone number here. You want to order some food, 631-286-0444. All right, Inner Sight, and tonight, talking about what we believe are the top 10 changes that need to be made in this country. And the third one that I believe is this Americans with Disability Act.
Oh, geez, that's the biggest, one of the biggest ones.
That needs to be seriously amended and updated. And, you know, in connection with safety, which is very, very important. When a person walks into a store, you know, and they're trying to find something, and they can't read it, that's a danger.
It sure is.
That's dangerous.
It is.
And then if you have somebody who says, "Oh, I'll read it for you," you know, and you don't know.
I don't know if they're reading it right.
No, you don't know if they're reading it right. You don't know what they're reading. They could be reading something else if you can't see.
Well, You know, it's weird. When somebody doesn't know how to pronounce things as well, I encountered this as well. Yeah, they don't know how to pronounce it well. And I'm thinking, what the hell are they trying to tell me? Like, what am I missing or something? It mostly happens with my medicine, which makes me scared because, you know, I need to, then I go over the pronunciation with the person and they're like, but I do that. That's exactly what I say. Well, it didn't come out that way. You know?
The labels are there to protect people.
That's right.
To make a person understand what they're getting and what they're not getting.
That's true.
Now, if millions of us don't have that, then we're being cheated. We're being left out.
We have to pay. That's right.
We have to pay the price just like anybody else.
But at a higher rate.
Even though we're not able, we're not protected like everybody else. So to me, safety is number one in connection with the ADA. And that goes for all the traffic lights and the signs.
Everything, yeah.
And everything. Everything that's there for somebody else
should be there for us
as a protective measure, like it's put there for everybody else.
Yeah.
When I met with my congressman, he's not my congressman. I don't know. You know, he didn't give a damn. I don't call him my congressman. He's a congressman. When I met with him on the service dog issue and tried to explain to him that the ADA must be strengthened and changed to protect people, you know, he acted like he didn't even know what it was.
He probably didn't. I'm sorry.
These are people, this is a congressman who's supposed to be protecting people.
Or knowledgeable, at least of the law, that they need to, you know, work on. If you don't know what it is, ask somebody. That's not, you know, burying you politically. It's just being smart.
So there you have the third situation. The Americans with Disability Act must be revised and amended. And I'm talking about strict stuff, not just slap on the wrist crap. You know. And, you know, the first priority with that to me, and I'm sure to millions of others, is safety.
Oh, yeah.
Now, number four would be part of the ADA also. Accessibility.
Oh, God. I need serious overhauling.
That people don't have. See?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, in all these points, the agencies should be mandated to be raising money to help make this happen.
Yeah.
And they should be obligated to put a lobby in Washington. See, they can't do any of this because they're restricted by the state. And that's why we're in this.
True. Yes.
So accessibility should be a no-brainer. I mean, people should not have to wonder and try to find out and, you know, that stupid question, are you accessible? That's a stupid-ass question.
It is.
What do you mean, are you accessible?
That's right.
If you're not accessible, you shouldn't be there in business.
That's right. Yeah.
But we don't have that. We have to ask. And people don't even know what that means, by the way.
Or even the labels on the, you know, if you wanted a stair lift or you wanted a regular wheelchair lift, like a porch lift, they don't even know any of that. Wouldn't you think that they would try to investigate to see how much this stuff is and then eventually pay for it? No. You don't get that.
So we must have strict laws
mm-hmm.
on accessibility.
Yeah.
Severe penalties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people don't comply, and the government should make sure of this, like they do with
mm-hmm.
anything else.
That's true.
You know, you hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this guy who stole all this money now. From this coin thing.
Oh, the Bitcoin, yeah.
Yeah. All the money that he stole from people, right? Well,
yeah, definitely.
That happens to us every day.
Yeah.
When we don't have equality, what do you think that is?
Yeah, it makes depression.
They're taking our money under false pretenses.
That's right.
Happens every day in this
mm-hmm.
country. It's not looked upon like that
mm-hmm.
because we're just disabled.
That's right.
But it's the same damn thing when you go into a place or
mm-hmm.
when you can't get into a place or when you're denied a service dog.
All of it. Yeah.
Or when you have to go into a nursing home and they take all your possessions. It's the same thing in the mind
yeah.
of inner sight.
Yes, it is.
What these people have done when they take somebody's money and lied to them and didn't provide for them. And that's where the law has to be changed.
Strengthened, yeah.
And look upon it as the same thing that everybody else
yeah.
has to
exactly.
deal with. So that's accessibility would be the fourth point. And, you know, you could talk about that. The story that I got from Bahamundi not too long ago when the story that was in Able News when he was defending this woman who wanted to get into the park. Woman in a wheelchair.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
And she couldn't get in.
Right.
You know, because the steps. A lot of steps.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor woman passed away before the thing could come to court. You see?
That's terrible.
This is where what we're talking about. This is what where
mm-hmm.
you need direct on the spot enforcement.
That's right. Here's the ticket. Go pay it. You know, something like that.
You know, that situation should have been dealt with immediately. You shouldn't have to waste the taxpayers' money going to court because somebody is in a wheelchair and they can't get into a place.
Yeah, exactly.
It should be remedied, fixed.
Yeah, should be.
And the people who caused it should be made to pay penalties to the disabled person. So there you have an example of what we're talking about, accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first top four.
Yeah, right.
Which we could talk about in one aspect or another all night.
Yeah.
You know, for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Number five, which by the way should have been number one.
Right.
Number five. Stop taking our money and stay the hell out of our business.
That's so true.
That's number five. A lot of people may want to make that number one.
Number one or number two?
This government is robbing us.
Yeah.
You know, by giving us something and then looking for ways and taking it away in some other facet of our lives.
It feels like they like playing with our money and playing with us to see if we'll fight for it back. And a lot of people don't fight for it back. You got to. I realized that the hard way. Now I owe a tremendous amount of money to Social Security when it shouldn't have been that way. It was their fault.
Well, that's probably your fault, too. You should have exposed
it. A little bit, yeah. I did. The guy told me not to, you know.
Yeah, well, you don't listen to people who tell you stuff like that.
Well, now I don't. Yeah.
So,
it's so sad.
Having the government,
mm-hmm.
you know, who you say they gave us an increase. Now, mm-hmm. how many people?
Yeah.
How many people don't want to work or are disabled because they're afraid of losing their benefits?
Yes, mm-hmm. Me.
And then dealing with a situation where they may lose their job,
mm-hmm.
and then have to get their benefits back.
Yeah, if you're sick or something, yeah. You know?
I mean, where is the incentive in that?
There's none.
You know,
work through sickness, even though I don't want to, but I have to if I was going to work. I'm still.
We who are disabled
don't
get that much money in comparison to what we go through.
That's true.
None of us do.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever little you can get for yourself or do something for yourself, the government takes it away.
Yep.
I mean, the average disabled person doesn't have any money. Maybe there's some of us in the country who are wealthy. That's just a different story. But I'm talking about the average disabled person.
Yeah.
And then you have to recertify to prove that you're
disabled.
Now, what kind of a thing is that?
Well, they changed it in the transportation realm.
I can't hear you.
Why
get closer
they...
to the phone. You keep moving
okay.
from the phone.
They changed it in the transportation. You don't have to show your ID except for, like, a government ID. You don't even have to get one. Why don't they do that for everything else? Make it easier on people, I guess, you know.
Why didn't they do that from the beginning?
That's right.
See, all these things that they
hassle.
Do, all these things that they do, and then they realize we can do it a different way and make it easier for people.
That's right.
You know? They ought to compensate us for all that.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine?
And they don't.
The compensation?
They don't compensate us for all that.
No, they don't.
What good is any of that stuff if you still have nursing homes?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that going to save you from the nursing home?
No.
Hell
no. Is it
going to
save you
from them
taking everything? In fact,
it's going to bring you closer to a nursing home if you have a Medicare card.
That's right.
So I don't buy that. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, you could get a non-driver ID, and that would be perfect because it just doesn't, you know, it's like 3 years before you even get told that you have to go for a renewal. So that's not bad.
Oh, why should you get a driver ID if you don't drive? I don't want a driver ID.
It's a non-driver ID. If I said driver ID, I'm sorry. But it's a non-driver ID.
Yeah, but if you're not driving, what good is that?
What I'm saying is it doesn't contain the ability to drive, okay, in that. It's a non-driver ID. It means that you can't drive. Yeah? But
well, why not just have a plain ID card with your name and birth date on it and all that?
Yeah. Yep.
You know? What's wrong? What's wrong with that? I mean, everybody's an individual.
Yeah, I know.
You know. But anyway, whether you get that or not, it is not the point. Neither here,
right.
You know, there. But they should not. The government should not be butting into our business.
Yeah.
As long as we're not doing anything illegal, and committing a crime, they should have no right to certify us as long as we're disabled. That's all they need to know.
Yeah.
All these other questions can go out the window.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Because it's ridiculous. They certify us. Who certifies them?
That's right, nobody.
I didn't. You
either.
Didn't.
No.
The average disabled person doesn't.
That's right.
You know, how can they certify us if that certification can lead to being put into a nursing home?
Almost everything is.
Who wants that?
Nobody.
You see what's going on here?
Yeah, I know.
They're documenting that you're disabled over and over and over again, and they're sending you to doctors, and they're watching you. They're sending nurses to your home. Why do they do
the
all this?
Thing. Just to check, see at one point if you're eligible to go in a nursing home. That's just
there it is.
Yeah, I think
that's why they do it all. They're not doing it because they care about us.
No, they don't. They don't care about anything, for real. You know.
All that is going to be used someday
against you. Yeah.
Against you to put you into a nursing home institution.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because most 98% of the people that reach that point are not going to have the money to stay out.
Huh?
You know, and all the money they've spent on you and all the money that they give to these agencies, that's not going to keep you out of the nursing home.
Nope.
They butt into our business.
That's right.
And they have no right, they should have no right to do that. You know, you have a letter from a doctor, I'm disabled, is this person still disabled? Has anything changed? Call the damn ass doctor up and ask him.
That's right.
Well, send them a letter.
You don't contact them again. You know that they have a permanent disability. If it's more than once, a certain time frame, I should say, you know, maybe like 3 times, and, you know, that you came up for renewal, now you know the person is going down the path that they're permanently disabled. So that should be a different,
They want to set us up to be put into a nursing home.
Oh, I agree with that.
That's what the whole damn thing is about.
Yeah.
And it's camouflaged by the fact that they say they're helping people. They're not helping people. If they were helping us, the damn nursing homes wouldn't be there.
Yeah. Definitely.
So that's number 5. Get out of our business. Stop.
That's true.
Giving us and then looking for ways to take it away.
That's nothing new with them.
You know? I mean that is absurd. That's very dictatorship like.
No, you noticed. Yeah.
You know. So those are the top 5 areas, points that we feel very strongly about with InnerSight that must be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's New York 835 Inner Sight.
Check.
I want to thank some more of our friends. Devin Fernandez is the head of Third Eye Insight.
Right.
You want to stay in shape, give Dev a call, 631-445-3464. Learn how to defend yourself, stay in shape.
Frank, this has already been...
good way to stay healthy.
Yeah.
What?
It's already, you know, they've already, oh, God, look at me. Nobody's on, just us two. Thank you, Suzanne, you were able to think of it.
you don't have any, there's no callers?
No callers.
All right. Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. All right. And I want to thank my good friends, Audra and David Ross, attorneys in New York City, 212-425-1020. And we remember Dave's mom, Eleanor, passing away.
Yeah.
So, Ross and Ross in New York City, 212-425-1020. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. And let's see, tomorrow night is our frolic show. It's a short week. We're off Monday. Frolic show tomorrow night. So we're going to have some fun with that. Tune in. Louis will be here.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, it'll be fun.
We're just going to goof off and...
We always
I don't know.
Do.
Can you find Connie and Chrissy?
Yeah, I have them on the chat. I have them on the chat.
Well, see if you can get their phone number. We'll call them.
Oh, like right now? On air?
On the air.
Okay, let me see.
No, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, okay.
Not now. If you can get their phone number,
we
can try to
number.
Call them on. Oh, all right, so we can try to...
Do it tomorrow.
Give me the number during the day.
Yeah.
I'll write it down.
Yep.
Or you call them. You can call them.
Yeah, I was going to do that.
All right, Inner Sight. And tonight, the top 10 points... we reached number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Now, number 6 would be. Well, I don't know. I'm gonna leave it up to. People have different ideas about these things, you know. But maybe we'll stop at 5 and then pick it up again.
Yeah. That's a good
let
idea.
People think about it.
Yeah, let them mull this over. It's really a challenging thing that people, we've given them really 5 really difficult things that we've been getting from our listeners, and it's been very difficult for them to grasp their mind around that this is needed. This is something that we can't, you know, wait any longer to get. I don't understand what they're stalling for, you know.
Well, there's all kinds of opinions, and people have different thoughts as to what should be in this list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've touched on 5 different categories that are so very important.
Oh yeah.
But I'd like to give people a chance.
Yeah.
If you're listening to the show, to think about it. What do you think the next 5 points should be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe people have different ideas, and then if nobody comes up with anything, we'll give our ideas.
You know what I also see that it's a big problem? You can't, as a disabled person, travel anywhere at all because you'll lose your aid service, and that would be the biggest headache that you, and these people, you know, should really think if they're setting up an agency that people want to go maybe a couple of days somewhere with a loved one and enjoy themselves. They don't allow you to do that. No way. It's terrible.
Yeah, well, that's part of accessibility, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's both accessibility and actually a really headline issue in a sense.
All right, I think number 6 should be the agencies must be mandated to raise money to help us. And that goes along with stay out of our business and stop taking our money away.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
So the agencies that are supposed to be there for us,
right?
They don't help us.
Absolutely not.
They help themselves.
Yes, that's true.
You can't call up an agency and say, hey, I ran out of food stamps. You know?
Yeah, you can't
can
do
you,
that.
Can you help me? I don't care if you want to use it to fundraise.
Right.
You know, I'm willing to donate part of it to you can't do that.
No, you can't.
Because the damn government will take your benefits away.
That's right.
Shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't.
An agency should have a free will. Someone. Then you wouldn't have this damn situation. If that was the case, you wouldn't have nursing homes.
That's right. You know, it's so weird how these people are so darn greedy. I don't see that normally in any other situation, but to institutionalize the disabled and the
Oh, they are greedy.
They are very greedy, yeah.
And they're greedy because they're under a contract with the government that disallows them to do anything to help a person.
Yeah.
The only thing they'll do to help a person is continuously send them to doctors and mount up reports that can be used to put them into a nursing home.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
You know, even the and I'm sorry to say this, even the people who run these programs would have to testify against you.
Yeah.
Because they have all these reports would be subpoenaed.
Yeah.
And the people who administer those reports would have to go along with that subpoena.
Yeah.
So it's a horrible situation. These agencies should be completely turned around. They should be mandated to help the people and get a benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, let them use it as a fundraiser.
That's true.
I want to give you an example. I was talking with my good friend Ira Tucker tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he came up with an idea which I love. And he said, why don't we think about getting a statue of Milton?
Hmm? You know? That's a really good one.
Now, you can't call the damn friggin' ass Commission for the Blind and say, hey, the dead guide dog, you know, we want to raise money to get a statue for this dog. The dog was killed.
Yeah.
You know, the person was arrested, blah, 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 the whole story.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do a damn thing.
Yeah, because they worked in connection with them. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
They're the ones
they
who have to
do
rule
it
you.
Or any agency, for that matter.
Yeah. They're the ones, the Commission for the Blind is the agency that has to say, oh, this person has, perfect or impeccable mobility training. And that's it. That's their, but it's a big piece. If they say something, you know, wrong, or they say that something that is not right, well, you gotta definitely, you know, think about if you're going to be, you know, going to that school. You know, I don't know if I would like
they
to go.
They evaluate
to
your mobility.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and a lot of people believe, and I'm one of them, that cane travel has nothing to do with using a guide dog.
And I believe that too. Because, you know,
two different things.
Totally different. It's like two different animals. And then you confuse the dog when you put the cane with the dog. Have you ever seen people doing that? I have.
Yeah.
They're
I'm,
too scared
I've known
to let the dog leave
people
them.
To
that's
do
the
that.
Problem. Yeah.
That's not the best way to work a guide dog.
No, it isn't.
But there's a big, let me just point out one thing. There's a big thing, a big difference crossing a street with a guide dog than there is with a cane.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that.
especially when you can't read the damn traffic light.
Mm-hmm. The worst times that are really bad for me are the noon when the sun is really strong. I can't, and if it's like a clear day, it's even worse for me. I get complete whiteout. So I told them I need these glasses for them to, you know, get it situated. They didn't even get me the rose color. They call them rose colored glasses. I don't even think they're fully rose colored anyway. But still, you know, they should be saying, oh, this person needs this. This is going to be important to at least help them see one vision, which I was having trouble with in the first place. They don't do
that. So the point that I want to make is that the agencies are not mandated to help us.
That's true.
They're mandated to follow through the contract with the state. And all that is collecting and compiling information that can be used to put you into a nursing home.
That's right.
See, if the agencies were mandated to help us, then why couldn't we get them? Why couldn't we get them to start funds to keep people out of a nursing home?
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's number six. Mandate these agencies so that they can help us. Not get into our business and all the agencies should have a lobby in Washington.
Yeah.
To change these things.
Yeah.
They don't have that. You can't have that.
No, you can't.
You know, the only people that have lobbies are outside groups, and they got money. Agencies for the disabled.
Yeah.
I don't know of any that are lobbying for any of these points that we just talked about.
Well, we have some, but it's not, you know, I would say you're not educated to actually give the reasons or anything that you want out of that situation. You're not educated to do that.
So
you know,
that's
some
the
people
first
do it like us.
Half a dozen points, right. And if anyone has an idea of what number seven should be, give us a call, 213-816-1650. We certainly will come up with the last four. We're not going to have time to do it tonight, but...
Right.
How about
choice of dog?
this show to be continued next week. We'll finish the last four. What did you say about dogs?
How about I say I want a certain type of dog, right? They don't allow you to do that. They pick the dog for you.
Well,
and
we talked about
you.
That. We talked about the service dog. They should be
licensed,
regulated. That goes
regulated.
Under that.
They need it. Yeah.
That was
very
the
much.
Second point.
Yeah. I'm so, you know, upset about that situation because I don't know how I'm going to have you train the dog. But then how am I going to get the medical food? The food is...
The agencies, if they were mandated to raise money to help people, could help you in that way, too.
I hope so.
You know, for some reason, you don't want to go to the school, you're not happy with the curriculum or the way they're doing things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to an agency that you're affiliated with, and they should help you raise the money so you can get the dog on your own.
That's right. We're not in their hair, they're not in ours. That's how I feel about it. They're more
they
in our hair than we like.
They don't
do
that. I mean, that's...
No.
That would be in accordance with the ADA, train the dog on your own.
Right.
Perfectly legal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's another reason why they should be mandated to help us.
That's right. Well, we'll work on one thing at a time, getting the things situated. And I think, you know, I think it's coming soon, the day that they're going to say, well, it's enough. We have to change these things. They do that all the time. When people have suffered a lot, then they go into, you know, repair mode. And that's the way I feel, at least. Oh, we got to do this or cover this up or do that. Listen, if you didn't do it wrong in the first place, why do you have to cover it up? You know?
Yeah. I mean, whatever they do, If they continue with these nursing homes, they've done nothing.
That's the truth, right?
Nothing.
Nothing, and then keeping our money right where it's at, not even going to the nursing home. Our money should be going to us so we could go back into our home, you know, where we go. You know, they could have physical therapy on that, but it's, and everybody goes, oh, it sounds like you're describing an assisted living. I said, no, there's one major difference. We're not going to, number one, the person could cook on their own. In some cases, assisted livings don't have that. And in other cases, you have somebody, you know, saying, oh, you could do this all on your own, and then another facility that you can't. So that's why definitely put people back in their home. That's like hands down. And, you know, if you can't get them to be with family, because a lot of family wants to literally throw people out, you know, because they
I just thought of off the top of my head, we can't go into detail now, but I think number seven should be money should be available to allow a disabled person to choose their own type of health care.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
That should be number seven.
Right.
Because there are so many people who are disabled that are taking these drugs
and
getting worse
like
on them.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't have the money to do anything else.
Those pharmacists at the thing that I use, you know, every day, the what is that called? Anyway, it's the blister pack system that they have me on. Well, those pharmacists were right on the money. You should get your medicine down to half, and then we'll work down to whittle the rest of it. I was like so happy to hear that, but now I don't think it's going to be, you know, a possible situation that I'll be able to do that.
Just beware. Why would they want you not to take medicine?
Yeah, you're right about that, too, because they don't want me to, you know, experience something that they'd have to be liable
for. I'd be careful with that.
Yeah, I know.
Do it on your own.
I'm doing it all on my own now. I'm not telling
doctors. Don't let them know your business.
No, I don't. But that was the beginning when I first met them.
These agencies should not know all of our business.
No, they don't. That's a good thing.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. Be careful. Here's something that people have to be careful with. And I know I'm queen of this, big time queen of this. Be very careful who you're nice to as well, because you don't want to be befriending somebody who's going to be either taking your dog, you know, you know, for school, or even taking, you know, you to the nursing home. It could run for family all the way down to a good friend could do that to you.
Well, line is we're not the way it is now.
Yeah.
We're not really protected. That's why we said last night Inner Sight is the only program that will fight using the media to keep
out
of a nursing home. The nursing homes don't want
media
negative publicity.
Attention. That's right.
They don't
want
that.
I don't see why not. It makes it stronger what they're fighting for. But see, that's the difference. We're fighting for a bit of freedom, and they're just fighting for, you know, anything they want to fight about. That's the only thing I've been noticing with the, you know, the particular, I tapped into some.
You can't go to any agency and say, hey, my husband, my relative, whoever it is, wants to put me into a nursing home. He's got these doctors, blah, blah, blah. You can't go to any agency and say, listen, can you help me? You got
to
help me.
Right.
You know, I want to go to the news media. I want to talk about this. Only us. We're the only ones that will do that for you.
Yeah. True.
So there's Inner Sight. There's a unique service that nobody else has. And there's
we try
a service
to give you what you need and what you want.
There's
at
a
the
service.
Time.
There's a service that you can't get money for.
That's right.
The government will not put money up to keep a person out of a nursing home by using the media.
That's true, but they don't even do that on a regular basis. They don't keep you out of a nursing home. Oh, that person's in a nursing home.
Of course
next, we'll have another bed.
That's what I mean. They're not They're not fair to us. Because
no,
if there's
not.
Money for these programs,
mm-hmm.
You know, depending upon the criteria that's supposed
mm-hmm.
to help you
mm-hmm.
stay in your own home, why isn't there money to fight the nursing homes in the media?
Because the money's going someplace else.
See?
Mm-hmm.
They're not being fair with us.
No, they're not.
There's no law.
You know, if you hit a certain amount of money, then they take away stuff that you were supposed to have. I know somebody, her whole, what is it, the benefits for the, what was that? The food stamps. It went completely down to zero. And I'm like, it went from 300-something to zero because she got an allowance of only $100, you know, dollars more on, you know, what she was getting. That's terrible. I mean,
well,
I
you can get a fair
that.
Hearing on that, at least.
Yes, she does. Big time.
All right. 9:30, we're on Altice tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Television, check it out, 9:30. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. We're working on, I got an email, message, that is. They're not working in the studio. You know, these
so
people are being
hell?
Intimidated
yeah.
by these stupid disease
what?
Control fanatics. So
and they're not
we're
reopening
gonna,
it?
We're going to... I'm going to call Manhattan Neighborhood Network and see what they're doing over there. And
yeah, that would be nice.
I may start doing a show over there.
Yeah, we might have to.
And then get a copy and play it over here.
Yeah, that's cool.
Do it the reverse way.
Yeah, we've been doing it for years the other way around. Now we
all right, Intersight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Thank you so much. There's the top seven. Of the 10,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll continue it next week and get the three more in there. But there's the almost
right.
complete picture.
Yeah.
Of how disabled people will be liberated in this country.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night,
thanks
everybody.
Thanks, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
Inner Sight. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.